I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a Truthican. And the truth, as I see it, is that we've been divided in this country by design by people who benefit from that division. And it's not going to turn out well for 99% of us unless we all come together as one human race, realize we have all the power, and tell the establishment to go fuck themselves.
Before Trump won, then everybody was like, these election machines are all fucked up. They shouldn't be connected to the internet, and why are there computers inside them when they just gotta count shit? But then Biden won, and they were like, no, they're fine now.
If you're not smart enough to be my friend, fuck you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Truthican Podcast, episode 83, with my good buddy Mike Baldwin. We are doing, it's not going to be like our normal podcast. We're not going to have any videos today. And Mike is in his car because he's in Arizona in kind of the middle of nowhere. So I've been a little sick. And, you know, sometimes you just have to do what you got to do. So how you doing, buddy? How's Arizona? Is it hot yet?
It's that perfect time of year where it's like jeans and hoodie weather in the morning and after sunset. And then it's like shorts and a t-shirt weather during the day. So I'm in shorts and a t-shirt right now, and the sun's about to go down, so I'm getting cold.
Yeah, I was just there. I like Arizona a lot, except when it's summertime. It's freaking just, I don't know how people live there during the summer, or Vegas, yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, you get used to anything. We're human beings. But yeah, it's been a really fun week. I have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then a weird show on a Monday. And so I came down to Arizona a full week early to visit my sister and my two young nieces and my brother-in-law. And I stayed with them all week, and it was just wonderful. Just the, you know, family time and all that stuff. We didn't really do much besides eat and watch stuff, but that's like all my family did growing up anyway. So it was just like, it was a nice week. I was sad to leave today, but
yeah.
And my brother-in-law, me and him just had, we basically did our podcast every day for like 3 hours, just sitting out on the back deck and just being like, you know, did you read this tweet? Did you see this video? And just talking about how crazy everything is. And I started talking about Q and all that stuff. And of course, you know, he's like 90% of people where he's just like, yeah, I don't know about any of that, but I know that Trump's better than Biden, like that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, you know, he would bring up something and I'd be like, yeah, like that's what Q said. Like, you know, and I would go into something but the more I talk about Q, the more I've said this before. It's just horoscopy, you know, it's like big things are happening. And then I see like a news story about them trying to take Trump's Westchester golf course, and I'm like, that's a big thing. That's probably what Q meant.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm trying to explain Q to people, I don't feel crazy, and then sometimes I do. I feel completely crazy when I'm trying to explain it, or like, you know, I can see the look on their faces when I'm like, some people say that Trump's actually still the president, and then I sound crazy to myself as I'm saying it, especially when I see the look on their face, they're like, what? You know, like, that's I don't believe that at all. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably not true.
Well, I don't think that Q actually said that anyway. And that's the biggest problem with the whole Q thing is that nobody has read all of them. Or, you know, not nobody, but most of the people who shit on it haven't actually gone through and read any of it. So they just assume it's like, it's sort of the same as like an atheist who's never read the Bible. And it's like, they're like, I don't believe any of that shit. And it's like, well, have you read any of it? And they're like, no, and I don't want to. And it's like, well, you know, how do I argue with that? Like, I can't make you want to read it.
Yeah, I think sometimes people with the Bible especially, like, I do this, and then I have to remind myself, like, well, it's God. So it's not like, you know, it's not possible if you're a human being, but there's no limits on God, so maybe he could do it, or maybe he did do that, or, you know. But sometimes the Bible seems crazy to me, too, like some of the stories. You know, like, we're supposed to believe Jonah lived in a whale's belly. You know, like, I thought whales couldn't swallow anything bigger than an orange, you know. Like, could they just do that in biblical times? Like, I don't know. As
far or maybe it was like a beached whale, and he did it like Revenant style, where he cut it open and just went inside its belly. And he was like, I live in a whale. And everybody's like, all right, dude. And he's like, Jesus told me to, or whatever. I don't know.
You don't know the story, clearly.
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't know. That was probably wasn't the best example. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I haven't read that much of the Q stuff. But sometimes these people who have certain podcasts, like Simon Park seemed crazy. Or he didn't seem crazy. Now he kind of does. I can't think of the other guy's name. I wasn't prepared to have his name.
He's got a military guy?
He's got an Australian accent. Well, Derek Johnson's the one. Derek Johnson's the one that thinks that Trump's still in control, and he's has all these military things to back it up, and that most people have no clue about. And he also is one of those people that thinks like certain people have already been arrested and put to death and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I want to believe that stuff. It's sure. It's just hard to believe, you know. But again, every time I start to think, man, you're insane for the shit you believe, I go back to 9/11 and I'm like, that was bullshit. So that event right there is always what gives me hope, I guess, that the things we hear is real. That, and when I see the Democrats, how insane they are, and some of the things that they're trying to get away with and all that bullshit, you know, that helps me as well. Sorry, somebody's trying to call me. No one ever calls me unless I'm doing a freaking podcast. But anyway, I'm glad to hear that you got to spend some time with your brother-in-law who agrees. I mean, it would be awful if he didn't agree and just thought you were a nut job.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he still has plenty of he's a nut job thoughts. But yeah, no, he actually said, because I was like, yeah, I voted for Obama in 08 and in 12. And he was like, I always figured you were like a, you know, a Democrat guy. He was like, I was surprised when you started spouting Trump stuff, you know. And then he told me, like, he's been like, well, and we talked about this, too, like the fact that I don't feel like I'm a Republican. I just feel like the Democratic Party changed, you know. It just moved so far to the left that it doesn't apply to me anymore. But so he said he kind of felt the same way when he started watching Bill O'Reilly's show on Fox News back in whenever, you know, like the aughts, like before Obama or maybe slightly after or whatever. But so that was what kind of opened his eyes. But he's still... he's not as deep all the conspiracy shit as we are. He's like Fox News deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes,
which is more than most people.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I get frustrated with those people too. They make me want to be like, it's not about that. Like, it's not just about a 4-year election and all that stuff. But,
right.
I've been good lately about not, you know, 4 years ago, dude, I was trying to convince everyone who still hated Trump, and now I'm just like, you're not going to change their mind, so I don't bother. But I've seen a lot more posts lately of people shitting on Trump and saying all the same stuff about him that they were 4 years ago, you know, just repeating all the same stuff, like he's just hooking up his friends and all that kind of crap. And I start to say things sometimes, and then I'm just like, it's a waste of time. Don't bother. They're either going to find out soon enough and, or they won't. I mean, I feel like if they ever do unveil certain things, everyone will have to get on board. And if they don't at that point, then there's no hope. You popped out for a second, but you're back.
So did you, but you're right back.
So anyway, I've seen more and more of those lately.
I heard everything.
Okay. So what do we want to talk about?
I
do think. What? Am I frozen? Can you not hear me? Son of a bitch.
I
It was going.
I'm like trying to use my body as an antenna. I'm like, maybe if I lean this way, it'll work better. Nope, you're.
Can you hear me?
Froze for a second, and now you're frozen again. I can totally hear you.
Okay. Well, you don't look any different to me. You're sounding. Yeah. So I just freeze every now and again because it's my recording, so it doesn't really matter. Unless you
okay,
can't hear
yeah.
Me.
So just keep. I can totally hear you. It cuts in and out here and there, but we're gonna power through. Thanks for still watching, everybody. We promise this is it'll be informative or something.
Yeah, I do think legacy media is absolutely dying. I mean, this latest bloodbath comment that got shot down pretty quickly. And everybody's shitting on it and shitting on maybe that's part of the plan too. You know, maybe all of it is designed to wake people up and slowly but surely. And sometimes I wish they would just come out with it. You know, like if they have enough to wake up the whole country, then let's just do it now. You know, but then I guess the deep state would blow up the world or whatever.
Yeah, perhaps. But yeah, I more and more stuff seems like part of the plan to me. And I was talking about that with my brother-in-law today about them like Trump asking for like presidential immunity and stuff. And he's like, president should be immune from all of this. And I feel like that's part of the plan for when they actually bring out the big evidence against Biden and stuff, because that'll be his excuse is like, presidential immunity. And we can then be like, no, we had a whole fucking court case about that and you don't get it. Like, that's why Trump is going through all of this. The same with like the seizing of property and stuff like that. Like, if you can't pay back all of this shit that you bribes and that kind of stuff, you know, like, then we're gonna have to seize all your shit. And then that will come into play at some point also. And they'll be like, no, you can't do that. And they'll be like, we absolutely can based on this case. This gives us precedence.
Well, that goes back to the whole Mike Pence thing too, you know, with like him not, what was it that happened that he wasn't able to basically push the election through for Trump? And that was all like set up. So when this election, Kamala Harris won't be able to do the same thing. What is that called?
I can't remember. Something to do with the certification and stuff.
Yeah. But that's
all confusing to me because they say like people that hate Trump say that what Trump supporters wanted on January 6th was for Mike Pence to be like, the election's no good and Trump won. And like, that's not what we wanted at all. We wanted what Ted Cruz said when he stood up that day is like, we want to challenge this and look at it and make sure that everything is on the up and up before we certify this. And Mike Pence totally could have been like, okay, we have a Democrat and we have a senator and a congressperson that both agree that we want to do this. And now that process will start. Because you've got all those videos of everyone, what's the word? Like arguing against Trump winning in 2016. And they were like, we want to challenge this. We want to look into it. And Joe Biden, who was vice president at the time, was the one who was in Mike Pence's position 4 years earlier. And he said over and over again, okay, do you have a senator that'll stand up and say this with you? And they were like, no, but this is an outrage. Like, we have to look into this. And Biden's like, well, if you don't have a senator, then no, moving on. And then somebody else would be like, point of order. I want to challenge this. And he'd be like, do you have a senator? And they're like, no, but, and he's like, nope, that's enough. Moving on. Like, but Mike Pence had those things. So he could have said, okay, we have a senator and a congressperson. Now let's take the next step of this. But then January 6th happened. And so they had no choice. But I don't know what happened between like the riot part and when they came back later. And like even Ted Cruz was like, after the events of today, it's clear to me that like we should just go ahead and certify this thing. I don't know if Ted Cruz actually said that, but nice work with the mute button and the coughs, though. That's you're right on it.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm battling something. Last night I thought I was freaking dying, and it's getting better, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, so it's rumored, you know, that's one of the other things too, that you don't know whether to believe or not, that Pence is playing a role, you know, that he doesn't really hate Trump and all this stuff. He did a very convincing job when he was vice president that he loved him and that he was doing a great job. And I remember his speech at the RNC was really great, talking about how great Trump was doing. And I thought those guys were like tight, but I guess vice presidents and presidents often don't like each other or respect each other or whatever. So
yeah,
who knows what Pence's role is?
Well, the Trump doesn't, or any president, I guess, doesn't want to pick like a friend for one, and they don't want to pick someone who would like poll higher than them. Like the part of the idea of who you pick for vice president is like, all right, I don't want people to kill me or impeach me just to let that guy be president, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. LBJ and Kennedy, I guess, just pretty much hated each other. And I'm not sure why he picked him. Maybe he was because he was from Texas and that was a big electoral state or something. I don't know. But
yeah, well, that's part of it, too. Like Mike Pence definitely helped Trump get a larger chunk of the like evangelicals and whatnot, you know, because they were like, hey, at least if Trump fails, then we've got this guy in there who like loves the Lord and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard some, you know, you just don't know what to believe these days. I heard some pretty awful stuff about Pence being like a pedophile and all this shit. And you're just like, come on. Like, is that true? Or, you know, I don't know. Man.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff thrown out there these days. I saw this really convincing thing the other day on Twitter about Alex Jones and how he had stolen all his best predictions from Bill Cooper. And it was pretty... it seemed very plausible.
Convincing.
Yeah. And there, every now and again, I listen to Alex Jones sometimes, and every now and again, he'll say some shit that I'm like, that just sounds like bullshit. You know, like, you know, he'll tell a story and I'm like, that just sounds like a lie to me. You know, like that didn't really happen. You're just saying that to sell your product or whatever. And I've ordered a couple of their products off of the InfoWars and they're no good. So he's always talking about how great they are. And I ordered it. I'm like, yeah, I don't feel shit. But I also think I'm one of those people that nothing works for, you know, like, have you ever heard of Magic Mind?
I have. Yeah. I think Rogan or somebody talked about that, right?
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that's supposed to make you like, I don't know, really productive and not anxious and all this stuff. And I've taken it and I'm like, I don't feel shit. I don't feel any smarter. So I don't know. I just think I'm one of those people. I think nothing really works for me except weed. I always feel weed.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it is like placebo or psychological or whatever. Like they just, I don't know. I feel the same way about, what is that stuff called? It's like Field of Greens. Not that, it's the other one. Like, it's like fruits and vegetables in a pill, and they advertise it on the Western Channel all the time. And my grandma's like, I think that's what I need. And I'm like, it won't do anything. And it's like hundreds of dollars a month or something. Like it's not Balance of Nature, I think is what the TV one is called. But yeah, I mean, a lot of it, you take it and you're like, this will fix me. And then after you take it, you're like, I think it's working. It's just all in your head, you know?
Yeah, Instagram is full of those things. And I've been naive enough to buy a couple things off of it. And I'm like, this was such a waste of money. You're such an idiot. And then, but they do such a good job of making you feel like, oh, this is really going to work. This is the shit. That's what I need. It's almost like, it's almost like someone reading your horoscope and you're like, that's totally me. You're like, no, it's not. That's everyone who wants that to be the thing.
Yeah, they'll show like an old lady like on her knees, on her hands and knees in the garden, and she'll like turn and look at the camera and be like, I couldn't do this a year ago, but now I can. And my grandma's like, that's what I want to do. I want to be the old lady who can easily get on her hands and knees in the garden. I need that pill.
Isn't your grandma like 90 now?
She's 93.
Wow. And she's doing well, right?
She is. She's like, her doctor has told me, like, she's one of the most healthy 93-year-olds he's ever met in his life.
Huh. Well, that's cool.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. But it gives me hope, you know, that I'm going to live to be 93 and still being able to walk around and shit. Of course, then my dad died when he was like 57. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, so what can you explain the bloodbath comment to people?
Trump was giving a speech at a rally. I don't remember where he was, but he said, if Biden wins, we're going to have a bloodbath in the automotive industry because China's going to take over and, like they're going to just make cheap cars from China and ship them over and sell them cheap here. And that's going to screw Ford and GM and all of those companies. And in that category or whatever, the word bloodbath just means like you're going to lose a lot of money, or like the business is going to suffer a whole lot. And the best part about that is that everybody immediately that hates Trump was like, oh, he's saying there's going to be violence. And so then, of course, 100 different people made mashups of MSNBC, ABC, CBS, every fucking channel you can think of, just saying it's a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath. Bloodbath on Wall Street today. And like long conversations back and forth between like host and guests. Like, is it a bloodbath? And they're like, oh, there's bodies all over the place. But all of them are just talking about financial shit. You know, none of them are talking about dead bodies. And Babylon Bee did a funny thing the other day where they were like Trump threatens like weather anomalies against the United States when he claims there will be a landslide in November.
Yeah, it's funny to me that people still think of him as being like this violent guy or wanting to incite violence and all that stuff. It's almost comical to me at this point.
It really is. Next week, tune in, because we're going to have double videos next week, because we have some that I screen recorded over the week because I had planned on being able to use them, but I forgot to bring my computer with me, so I need that to share screens or do whatever. But there was a cool mashup of videos of like meme videos that Trump made that shit on Biden, and it was really funny. But part of that video, they talked about how like even the left, I don't want to say the left or Democrats, just people who hate Trump, because there are people on the left who are my friends and they're good people and they don't, you know, fucking touch little kids and they don't want to have 9-month abortions and they don't want to ban all guns and all that shit. They're just normal human beings who don't like Trump. But like the haters will come out and say, oh yeah, Trump's funny, but so was Hitler. That was part of Hitler's charm, was how funny he was. So then there's like news headlines that are like, Trump, like Hitler, is thought to be hilarious by all of his followers.
Yeah. You know, I've said this before, I think, but there's so many people that hate Trump, and they hate him for reasons that seem like good reasons. You know, they're idealists. They think that they're on the right. That's one of their favorite things to say, get on the right side of history. And it's not that they're stupid or kid touchers or any of the things you talked about. It's just that they want it to be, they want everyone to be kumbaya and equal and all that stuff. And everyone gets a fair shake. And that's admirable to want those things. I just think that a lot of them have been misled by a lot of things that Trump says. Like, a lot of people are turned off by him calling people names and all that shit. And there are times mm-hmm. where I'm like, dude, do you have to call people names? Like, it just seems like there's so many people who get hung up on that stuff that why give them more reason to hate you? But that's also why sometimes I believe that it is all going to work out because he knows that. And so he's just like, I might as well just have some fun with this at the same time, you know?
Right. Yeah, that was always what I thought was like, if the military did go to Trump, they were like,
sorry,
like, all right, you just have to do this, this, and this at these times. Other than that, you can just have fun. Just say whatever you want. And I feel like Trump knows that, you know, if any of it's true. But if it's not, I mean, if all of this is still just random chance, it's fucking crazy, dude. Because, like, the Trump lovers and the Q people and stuff were saying 8 years ago, or whenever it came out, 2017 or something, maybe, or 18, I think, is when the Q stuff started. Like, even then, they were saying, like, you know, don't worry about this. This is nothing. This news thing that's going on right now is a distraction. Like, this upcoming thing will be a distraction. Like, all that matters is this and this. And they talked about, it's kind of interesting because Q said a lot of things about letting people over the border and like MS-13 gang members and stuff like coming into the United States. And I remember thinking at the time, like, well, I don't see a lot of those, you know, coming over right now. But now that the border's been open and we have between 8 and 20 million people, depending on who you let do the counting, I bet a ton of those people are, in fact, MS-13 gang members. And so that makes me go back and read those Q posts about that and just see how much of it lines up with what's going on now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if it's all just creative bullshit, I've said this before, like, they did a great job with it, you know? Like, if they just predicted all these things, that a lot of it's come true, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like too much to be, for there not to be some truth to a lot of it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure what else we need to talk about. I heard that, or I read rather, a little headline that Alabama has banned like diversity training or education in the schools. You know, like they're not allowing people to teach that like certain races are inherently racist and all that kind of stuff. So that's good. I hope more people get on board with it. And it's not just Alabama, because, you know, the southern states already have this bad rap that they're all racist and all that shit. And people have told me, like, oh, I bet that does really well in the South, like jokes, if I do a joke about race. And I'm like, actually, people in the South are more not racist than a lot of places in the country that I've been to, you know, as far as, like, they're the ones that are like, I don't know if we can laugh at that. People already think we're a bunch of rednecks, racist fucks, so we're not going to laugh right at that, you know? That's kind of the feeling I've gotten.
Or there's the other side of it. I've always heard, like, you can tell that you're talking to a racist person if you say a racist. What is that?
Somebody's, I don't know, revving their motorcycle or something out there.
Badass. But you can tell if somebody's racist if you tell a racist joke and instead of laughing at it, they just go, yep. It's like, no, dude, that was a joke. And he was like, well, they do that, though. And it's like, no, damn it. Now you ruined it.
Yeah. Now you're making me feel like a piece of shit.
Right.
Yeah. I do a joke about the punchline is somebody told me I was a racist just because I hate Mexicans. That's the joke. And some lady in Little Rock in the front row goes, me too. And
I'm like, oh, God.
But she wrote me a tagline for it because I'm like, no, not me too, bitch. We're not on the same team. That's a joke, you ignorant motherfucker. Yeah,
I said a new joke off the top of my head the other day. I do a thing on stage where I just list things that I need or want just in case somebody in the audience like has the power to give me that thing for free. So I'm like, I need tires. I need like, you know, health insurance. I need fucking a sponsor, somebody to just give me money. But then the other night I said, I need a dentist. I was like, I need all my teeth to be the same color again. I was like, I'm not racist, except when it comes to my teeth. I was like, all white. So yeah, I've said that a few times now, and it's gotten a good little chuckle.
Yeah, that's funny. Hey, speaking of you being in Arizona, have you done that gig you're doing on Monday?
Mm-mm.
I think it's in Pine Top, Arizona, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of those gigs that you think is going to be miserable, but it's almost always good. Like, there's kind of an older crowd, and when you look out there, you're like, oh, God, this is going to be bad. But they're on board with almost everything, and I think they're pretty conservative up there, too. So if you bag on Joe Biden, they really kind of like it.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
But yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to say I was just in Crescent City, California, which is pretty northern California, and the guy who booked me, we were eating lunch, and he's like, yeah, they're pretty conservative up here, so if you – if you make fun of Joe Biden, they're really going to like it. And he was wrong.
Depends on the crowd, you know?
Yeah, it does. But looking at him, I thought they were going to be, you know, I don't know. You can't judge people. You have no idea, you know?
No, not at all.
I try to tell myself that when I go down to Hollywood, because it's easy to prejudge those people. And I'm like, don't do that, dude. You wouldn't want them doing it to you. But I don't know. Hollywood surprises me sometimes, but for the most part, I'm dead on and they suck.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that too when I do. I don't do them that much anymore. But like if I do comedy at a college or something, then I'm like, these kids are all going to be fucking like left wing lunatics and shit. And then I'm like, I had a line. It doesn't really work anymore because it's almost like just been talked about to death. But I said, like, oh, man, we're all pretty lucky that that whole COVID thing turned out to be fake, huh? And it usually gets a chuckle because I'm just so blasé about it. But I was doing, like, the University of Kentucky or something like that, and they were just, like applauded it. And they, like, yeah, it was all bullshit. Like, we should have fucking got to stay in school and all this stuff. And so, yeah, I don't know. It just, you never know. That's why it's best to just be honest all the time and the people who like what you're saying will flock toward you.
That's the biggest compliment I get anymore after my shows is it's nice to see honest comedy again. And, you know, it, sometimes I don't feel like I even did that well, but I always get people coming up to me and saying that. And I'm like, well, you could have given me some honest laughter, you fucking dick.
Uh-huh. So. All right, so right now it's 6:04. My show is at 7 o'clock, and I still have to take a shower and change clothes and stuff. So I vote that we do a shortened version today. Either that or I'll just leave, and you can keep talking if you want to just tell people stories or whatever. Oh, yeah, didn't you say you had a story about going into the forest and doing whatever?
No, not really for the podcast. I was going to tell you, but no, I did go into I did go into the redwoods in California and spread some more of my brother's ashes. He died like 3 years ago on Easter Sunday. At least that's when I found out. And so I try to go. I've spread him all over the country. I got kind of lost on my way because he was a wanderer. He was a big time traveler. Like he rode freight trains, and they caught him in a coal car one time in Canada. And when they caught him, they're questioning him, and he was like, I'm from Saskatchewan, eh? Like, I guess he figured that would be enough for them to be like, oh, well, clearly you're Canadian. you said, eh. But anyway, I tried to spread him all over the country. Like, I took a wrong turn somewhere, and I got off the highway, and the next thing I know, I'm, like, driving through downtown San Francisco, and I, like, went across the Golden Gate Bridge, and I had his ashes in my car. So I took a little bit out and I sprinkled him on the Golden Gate Bridge, and then we're
nice.
Then we're in downtown San Francisco, and I sprinkled a little bit of him out there. I'm like, here you go, buddy. You can live here too. So I try to do that wherever I go. He's in Canada now. He's in parts of Texas, Oregon. I don't even know how many places. If I think about it before I go on the road, I grab a little bag and I put some of him in there and I dump him out somewhere. So
Yeah, that would be cool. That makes me feel bad because both of my parents are just chilling in a box in my closet.
Yeah, well, you should put them somewhere or, you know, take them somewhere, spread some of their ashes and keep some of them maybe. I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe you want them close to you, Mikey.
Yeah, I mean, I do think about it. Like, you know, when I go get a shirt or whatever, I'm all like, I don't talk to the boxes or anything, but I think like subconsciously, you know, like, Dad, Mom, you know, what's up? I'm sure you're watching me. Sorry about those things I did in here the other night.
Yeah, they're proud of you, buddy. Yeah, we can wrap it up, man. I've got stuff to do anyway. I've got to go out of town tomorrow, and I know you're getting ready to do a show in just a little while. So,
yeah, and my plan, I've never been to the Grand Canyon before in my life. And so right now my plan is we'll see what happens when my alarm goes off in the morning. But it's like 2 hours away from where I'm at. So I wanted to set my alarm for like 3 a.m., drive to the Grand Canyon and then watch the sunrise there. I thought that would be a cool thing to do, but we'll see. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll save it for the next trip.
Yeah, you should. And we'll do this next Thursday. I'll still be in Kansas City, but we'll be able to do it. And we're sorry for not having any videos and it being shorter and everything, but we also didn't want to end our streak. So we got to keep that going, and we were able to keep that alive today. So that's what really matters. At least for
yeah,
us.
Buddy, we did it, and now we have zero responsibilities until next week.
Yeah, well, actually, I've got quite a few, but I'm glad.
I do too. Know. I know. I was being a smartass, but yeah. Yeah. So yeah, thanks for watching, everybody. My name is Mike Baldwin. Go to MikeIsFunny.com and watch my comedy special, and or follow me on anything. I've been posting new videos. The one that's gotten the most traction in the last week or so is, I don't know how funny suicide thoughts are to people, but I have a good 3 minute long video that I clearly state I'm not going to do any of this stuff, but if I was, here's what I would do. And it's funny. Like it's definitely dark and twisted and weird, but it got laughs and it's gotten a lot of love on the internet. So look that thing up.
Well, everybody has those thoughts, I think. And especially, you know, the last few years. And, yeah, it's part of why I've never gotten a gun. I'm like, I'm afraid I'd have a bad day and I can off myself.
Yeah, totally. One part I'll spoil one part of the video where I say like, my main reason for even thinking about it is not because I want to like get out of what I'm doing. I just want to see what happens. And then I say, like, I saw a thing on the internet that was like, what if you're like 90 years old, you're laying in your hospital bed, and then you die, and then you wake up and you're in an alien body and you're sitting on a couch with a bong in your hand, and your friend is like, did you feel that, dude? Like, I think that would be cool if that's what life is or something, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, all right, I'm going to go get ready for the show. Have fun doing your stuff. And I love you, everybody, and enjoy your day.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be at the NCAA finals this Friday, or excuse me, this Saturday. I'm looking forward to that. My brother and I got some sweet tickets. Greg Warren messaged me and offered me some free tickets, and I looked up the tickets to see where they're at, to see if my friends could come, and there's none available because the tickets are kick ass. Like, God bless you, Greg Warren, for giving me these tickets, because they are sweet and I get to spend some great time with my brother, and we went a few years ago and it was awesome. So I'll be there.
This
on
is
Saturday.
Wrestling that you're talking about?
Yeah, it'll be this Saturday, the NCAA tournament. We get to go to the medal round and the finals, so those are two of the best rounds. So yeah, pretty fortunate that happened. And the night before, I was about to buy tickets, and I had lost my credit card, and so I wasn't able to do it. And then I wake up and I get this message from Greg Warren, be like, "Hey, you want some free tickets?" And so it's just weird how things work out.
Meant to be, serendipity.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I'll let you go, and God bless all of you for tuning in. Thanks so much, and we'll have a longer back to normal version next week. And that's it. Take care of yourselves and have a great day. Goodbye.
Goodbye.